Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Thanks so much, Dave. Great to see you.
How's your prep now? You're a month out. You know, we're getting so ready for July 11th. But does your prep stay the same every time you fight?
I think this phase when you're just 4 weeks out, that this I'm really in the thick of it right now. This is where the hard training is happening over these next 2 weeks. Every training camp is pretty much the same. You're making a few little adjustments throughout every single training camp. But for every training camp, the sparring sessions are super important. The pad sessions, the running, the conditions is always super important, and those things stay the same, obviously, throughout every training camp.
And do you feel you can still improve now? Do you feel you can still pick something up in camp that can make you a better fighter, or is that done and now it's down to whatever opponent you're facing or whatever it is?
No, you can definitely make so many improvements. There's no such thing as a perfect fighter. And so there's always improvements to make. And I really feel like people haven't seen the best of me yet.
Wow.
And so I think I'm very excited about that. I want to showcase my very, very best on July 11th. And I know that I can make those little improvements and adjust it, make those small little adjustments that's going to make the fight a bit easier for me.
And one of the things we non-boxers hear about is making weight, right? That can be either coming up or losing weight to make sure you're underweight, whatever. How's that for you with this super lightweight? Is that the weight you naturally find yourself at when you're fighting?
Yeah, I think I'm probably just the smallest super lightweight in history. So it's never an issue for me making weight. I'm probably maybe 3 pounds overweight right now. So it's quite easy for me. I think for most fighters, they're losing maybe 10 or 12 pounds in fight week alone.
Okay.
So I can make weight right now if I needed to. So I'm in a very, very good position. I never have to worry about that part of it.
That's great. And I just wonder, like, is there, you know, maybe this is on the other side of a fight, but like, what's the treat for you? Like, you know, I think about like a Friday night chipper or a double decker and a Coke Zero. Like, what's Katie Taylor going? Do you know what? I'm just going to have, what is it?
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Friday night chipper. I'm actually a real chocoholic, so I can't go a day without eating chocolate. That's probably my biggest downfall. So, yeah, I can't eat chocolate cake after a fight.
Oh, stop. Yeah, I mean, post-fight must just be a delight to just go, it doesn't matter what I do now.
Yeah, but I think a week after a fight, I just pig out. I just eat what I want, and I don't have to worry about the right foods at the right times, or I don't have a routine for a few weeks. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, and do you find sometimes that can be a bit like, do you ever feel a bit lost in that? Because obviously, as someone who's as disciplined as you are and as focused as you are, and you've always got a goal in mind, it's always like that. There must be a time in the second or third week after a fight where you're going, wow, I can just eat cake and sit on the couch all day if I want.
It's always nice to go out of routine for a week or so, but it's always nice to go back into routine as well. I can't just do what I want for like a few weeks, maybe after a week after the fight, and then I'm ready to go back into things now and start working hard again.
Yeah, that's you through and through. Listen, you're one of our sporting heroes, and you're a very private person, you have every right to be, but it's so nice to chat to you because I get to do this so rarely. I get to chat to everybody, but hardly ever with you, Katie. But like, would you rather just let the gloves and the fists do the talking and not have to do any of these? And listen, I won't be offended. It's fine. But like, would you rather just do that and just look, this is what I do. I fight. I don't talk.
Yeah. It's definitely the least enjoyable part of it for me is that all the media stuff. I'm a very quiet person. I don't really enjoy it. I think some people get energy from all this, but this kind of stuff actually drains the life out of me. It's not the most enjoyable part for me, but I just love boxing. I love stepping in the ring and showcasing what I can do. I love the fighting part, but the talking part is definitely the least enjoyable part of it for me. But I realize that's part of the job as well, and I'm trying to enjoy it. Nothing personal towards you, Dave.
Oh, I get it. Don't worry. I'd never take that offense. It's definitely personal towards me. How's the relationship with Amanda Serrano? I mean, nobody on earth understands what you're going through and what you're going to do more than she does. She trains the way you train. She's going to jump into the ring. You'll be the only two people in the ring at that point. Does any of that kind of, I don't know, similarity, does any of that mean anything, or is she just another opponent to be beaten?
No, I definitely have a lot of respect for Amanda. I don't have any contact with her outside of the fights or anything, but I think she's a great person. I think she's a fantastic athlete. She has a great mindset. There definitely is a lot of similarities between the two of us. I think she loves the fighting part as well. I don't think she really enjoys all the talking as well. Maybe she probably does a bit more than me, but yeah, I do have a lot of respect for her, and we've had a chance to make history together twice and to be involved in the biggest fights ever in female boxing. And so there is definitely a lot of mutual respect there.
That's brilliant. And look, let's talk forwards. Katie Taylor Croke Park. Is this going to happen? Come on. The country wants it more than the country wanted Garth Brooks, and that was a lot.
Well, Garth Brooks was pretty epic though, wasn't
Was, in
it?
fairness.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I would love it if it could happen, but I'm not so sure at this stage. But I'm not gonna that those things are out of my control.
Sure.
There's nothing I can do about it. I would love for it to happen, but we'll see what happens.
Look, and I want you to continue fighting for as long as you're ready, because you are such a role model and inspiration to so many girls, including my twin girls who are 10. But like, there, you must think about the future beyond boxing. Like, I mean, what is it going to be in boxing, or is it going to be, I don't know, Katie's cupcakes or the Taylor's tea rooms will open up on Bray beachfront? What will you do you think, in the future?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll just sit back and enjoy life and just enjoy the fruits of my labor. I'm not really so worried or concerned about that part of it. I think I'm definitely going to enjoy retirement. But I definitely understand I'm at the end of my career as well, and I don't want to have to keep doing this forever.
Sure.
It's you're putting your body through torture
Punishing.
throughout every single training camp, and you're beating your body into submission basically in every single training camp. And it's nice that I am giving it my all, but it's nice to be able to sit back sometimes and think about that part of it. I can just enjoy my life after this.
Yeah,
And
but also probably reflect on what you've achieved, because I'd imagine it's quite hard when you're in the midst of going for the next thing and the next thing to look back and go, oh my God, I've done all these things, because you can't think that way. You need to think about focusing on the
yeah.
next thing. So there'll come a time, I guess, when you can step away a little bit and get some perspective and realize how important you've been to this whole country.
Yeah, I think so. I think my mindset, you're always thinking about the next fight, like you said, and it's very, very hard to enjoy the occasion sometimes. And I look back and I think to myself, oh, gosh, I wish I actually had enjoyed the journey a bit more. But just my mindset, okay, what can I do next? What do I need to improve on? I need to get better. I need to be better. And this is how my mind works. And
You wouldn't be Katie Taylor if you weren't thinking that way, in fairness to you. Okay, listen, a last question before I go. It's a weird one, but go with me for a second, right? I don't wash my legs in the shower. Now, take a sweaty sparring session out of the thing where you might have. If you're just hopping in the shower before you go out the door, 3 minutes, are you washing your legs, Katie Taylor?
It's the strangest question ever. Do I wash my legs? I think I do wash my legs actually.
You still have to think about
Yeah, I think about it,
Well,
yeah.
well, if the work you do, I'm not surprised. In fairness, you probably
Yeah.
deserve it. Listen, we wish you the best luck. We are all right behind you. The whole country is behind you. Everyone at Today FM, of course. But listen, go out there, give it everything you've got, and we're right behind you for the big fight on July
I really
11th.
appreciate it, Dave. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Katie.
Goodbye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.